So, sitting quietly. Letting the mind settle back inside the body. Notice the feelings and sensations in the different parts of the body. The pressure of the seat, the touch of cloth on the skin. The tensions and pressures inside the body, the energies moving around. And notice any feelings and emotions that you're carrying into the meditation. Where the feelings of tiredness or energy, happiness or sadness, jealousy or rejoicing, and leaving the mind settled in the heart, you say to oneself the words, may I be happy, may I be happy, may I be happy. repeating those words again and again and again. Evenly, steadily, making a firm foundation for the mind. Whenever the mind starts to think about this and that, don't worry about it. Don't give it importance. Just listen to it, hear what it says. Oh, okay. And then, may I be happy. May I be happy. Articulating the words clearly and distinctly to oneself. Be firm and decisive. May I be happy. May I be happy. May I be happy. And as we continue with the words, notice that along with those words of metta is something else. Something that's much more subtle. And that's the feeling of metta. It's like a soft and gentle feeling of warmth, loving kindness rises in the heart or somewhere else in your body. You feel it like the glow around a candle flame, or like a little patch of moonlight. Take that feeling, keep it safe, keep it close. And that feeling arises, just gently hold it, keeping it close, keeping it safe. And when we feel that that feeling is solid and reliable, reasonably strong, then gently try moving your mind around the different parts of the body. And as you go through the limbs and the torso and the head and the different parts, you take the feeling of metta with you until the whole body is soaking through with loving kindness, from the tips of the hair to the marrow of your bones. Now moving to metta for the loved one, keeping the mind just as it is, settled and soaked inside the body. Don't go over there to where that loved person is. Just keep your awareness in the body and introduce the name of that loved person into the words of metta. So if I choose my father, then may my father be happy. May my father be happy. May my father be happy. Or whoever it is that you've chosen, may they be happy. May they be happy. May they be happy. keeping the metta just the same, soaking right through your whole body. May my loved one be happy. May they be happy. May they be happy. And now we're coming near to the end of the meditation. From that loved one, we come back to ourselves. May I be happy. May I be happy. Letting the words of metta go. Letting the feeling of metta fade away. Allowing the mind to come to a neutral space, empty, open and clear. And with the mind open and clear, we take a minute to reflect back on the meditation, inquiring into cause and effect. What was that like? How did my mind change? What did the different stages of the meditation feel like? Did I experience that feeling of metta? What was it like? How long did it last for? How does my mind feel like now compared to how it was at the start of the meditation? So each time you practice, it's good to reflect like this for a couple of minutes at the end. You don't need to worry about finding the answers to all of these questions. The purpose is to awaken the inquiring mind, and the answers will come to you when they're ready. But if we do this each time we practice, we reflect back, then little bit by little bit, we'll learn to understand the process of meditation better. We'll understand what works and what doesn't work, why the mind's peaceful or why it's scattered. And then we'll be able to be much more reliable and predictable in our meditation so that our mind is peaceful every time. And finally, we can dedicate the merit of our practice. May all beings be happy. May all beings be well. May all beings realize Nibbana. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, so now it's time to have another break, have a cup of tea, and we'll be back here for the final question session at 3 o'clock.